The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Great. We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising people buying and selling homes for over 40 years. We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award for the years 2010 and 2011 from Century 21 during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, where we also have all of our archived radio shows. Now, today's guest, we have Lou Tempesta, residential sales manager with Vector Security. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about security systems.
We sure are.
Okay. Where do you want to start? Let's talk about you, how long you've been with Vector Security, and how long Vector Security has been in business, please.
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me this morning, by the way. Vector Security has been around for 40 years. The company is a national company. We're based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We currently are the seventh largest security company in the country. I myself have been with Vector for 10 years, managing the residential sales department out of our office in Wilkes-Barre.
Okay. So where do we start when we talk about security systems? Because there's a lot to discuss, and I'd love to have you start where you think we should.
There is a lot to discuss because security itself has changed a lot in the last 10 years, twofold. September 11th was a huge incident in the security industry, and we've seen technology and information change a great deal in that time. So the typical security system has changed a lot in the last 10 years. People are incorporating more and more information and more detail into their homes. They're making their vacation home their primary home. So the needs and the want of our clients have changed drastically in the last several years.
Okay, in what way?
People want to be more efficient in their home. People want to feel more safer in their home. They want the sense of peace of mind back that they used to have. Their neighbors experience issues that they didn't have in the past, and now they want to have that peace of mind restored to knowing that they're going to be safe, their family or their possessions are safe in their home. And when they're not there, they want to be more energy efficient as well.
So you're seeing an increase in people installing security systems.
We are. Security systems now are becoming just as common as cable TV in people's homes.
Really?
When we do new construction homes with clients, their builder oftentimes will ask them, who's your plumber, who's your electrician, and who's your security provider? Something that's being built in new construction homes every single day now. And years ago, that wasn't. It was an add-on item later on. Now it's a staple in the home. It's something that people put in the front. It's in the forefront of their mind that they want to have this infrastructure in place for security and technology. So they're doing it at the time of when they're building the home. And when people are moving and selling homes, people are one of the first questions they're asking now is there a security system in this home, and who is it by, so we can make sure that this home is protected the way it should be.
Okay, so you mentioned September 11th pretty much changed a lot of ways that people think in terms of security, and it did. It rocked our world because we had personal involvement with it. But what do you think about the latest economic downturn, the recession? Do you think that has anything to do with it?
It really does. Security and in the recession almost go hand in hand, in the sense that as the recession lags on and the economy gets worse and worse, the need for security gets more and more. People are breaking into homes and doing vandalism and looking to see how they can get ahead themselves. And if that means having to stop at a neighbor's house unexpected one day and take his TV, or stop at the neighbor's house and see what they have that they may be able to take, they're doing it. And it's unfortunate that that's the world that we're living in right now because of the economic downturn that we're still seeing here. So the need is higher than ever for security because of the economic situation we're in. Just last month, we worked with a client who has a vacation home in northeastern Pennsylvania, and they happened to come up for a long weekend to find that all of the copper piping in their house had been removed.
Right, and that's a big problem, and it's happening everywhere, all over the place. And one of the things that I've noticed as a realtor, and when I'm going into houses, is that it's happening a lot with the foreclosures and properties that are vacant and nobody's attending to or actually living in. So these are those are the homes that are exposed the greatest, I would think. People watch this, they see the notes that are posted on the doors. It's obvious. So those are, you know, something that people watch and pinpoint, and they know that they have that access and be able to get in and get out. But on a house that's actually somewhat occupied, I would think would be not at such a great risk.
Yes and no. The risk is there because these second homes and vacation homes that we oftentimes see in our area, even primary homes for that matter, people know people's schedules. They see the car pull out of the driveway every day at 9 o'clock. They know it doesn't come home until 6 o'clock at night.
Right.
They see the houses in darkness all day long. So they know. They know that schedule, and they know that pattern of lifestyle for that client. So our job when we provide security for a home is to make that pattern a little bit less obvious for somebody.
Right.
And that could be incorporating technology into the house. Something as turning lights on and off at different times of the day makes it look like it's a lived-in feeling for somebody. So the person going by at 2 o'clock thinks somebody might be home. So that's one less place on their radar for them to be able to go in and say, hey, maybe I can take something here. So it's more of a lived-in, newer feel for the person. The people who have the same routine every day are more of a target or more vulnerable because people know that this house is vacant for 8 hours. I can do what I want to for 8 hours.
Well, a lot of people work.
Oh, and, absolutely.
And a lot of people anymore, it's a, you know, when it's a house that's occupied by two people, two adults, they're usually out to work. And different times, different days. But if somebody knows your pattern, they're
then
a target.
They know. Exactly.
You're a target. Okay.
It increases the awareness. It makes you more of a target to have a problem with a break-in or a vandalism or a case of burglary because they know that this home is going to be unoccupied for every day from Monday through Friday for 8 or 9 hours a day. We can do what we want to here. So our job is to make sure that that person who may want to try to do something here doesn't have the most accessible to your house.
The home is a single most important investment anybody has, usually of time, money, memories. It's a safe haven. It's supposed to be a safe haven. And it is worth protecting. We feel this way. We have a system. And there's just so many growing safety security threats in today's society. We're talking about a recession and 9/11. And how about, you know, there's a lot of areas that are affected by drug dealers, drug users, drug addicts that can't help themselves. They have to feed their habit. And they're also out there trying to get into people's homes and take their things to sell them.
They are, and that's one of the huge problems that we see. And it's not so much in the larger populated areas either. People used to think that Scranton or Wilkes-Barre were the areas that were seeing these major problems, as you had just said, Jackie, with drugs or alcohol abuse. But that's not. That's now come down to the local level. That's come down to the small communities that have these problems now as well. So the areas in the valley where I live, people would never lock their doors at night, or they'd leave their cars open at night because they didn't have to worry about that. It wasn't a problem.
Now, what do you used to say to me all the time?
People don't lock your doors around here. I go from the house to the garage. I lock the garage behind me. She comes behind me, and what the heck are you locking the garage for? I says, just, you never know.
Hey, you're a smart man.
You
see,
never
I do
know.
The same
I
thing.
I lock everything.
My wife always tells me the same thing. Why are you so conscious about always locking the doors and the windows? This is what I do every day, so I get to see
where
these
I
things.
Grew up, I used to get my car broken into constantly. My car was parked on the street in Brooklyn or out in Queens, and I was always getting hit. So I always locked the car, locked the doors, put everything away. You know, I don't leave a purse. Don't leave your purse on the front seat because you're just putting a big target on the window, say, break me. But people, they don't think of these things.
Well, I'm thinking about Jessica, our producer last year, who stopped in for a soda at a convenience store, left her iPhone or Droid on her car seat, and when she came back out, and it was gone. No more. People take anything.
And people look for things like that, too. I mean, my story is unique. I had just purchased a new TV for my house. And one of the things one of the things I tell my clients is when you have a purchase like that of a high ticket item, the last thing in the world you want to do is put this box on the curb at night.
Say steal me. That's a big. It's a big advertisement.
Not only is
you advertise?
Exactly. It's not only steal me, but boy, they just got a TV. What else did they get?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They might have a new computer. Did they get a new refrigerator? Did they get a new?
They might not have a nice Mac.
IPhone?
Yeah,
but,
there you go.
You know, so I have this box for my TV in the trunk of my car right now that I'll be taking to the dump myself today because I don't want this sitting on my curb all night last night, letting the neighbors know, hey, Lou just got a nice new big screen TV in his
house. Put it in front of the neighbor's house.
I was thinking about that. Somebody who doesn't have a vector sign.
Yeah, there you go. Then you can install an alarm. There you go. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Lou Tempesta, and he's residential sales manager with Vector Security. And we're talking about security systems. Lou, how do we get in touch with you, please?
You know, the best way to contact us is our 1-800 number. It goes directly to our office. It's 1-800-222-6565. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have a call center there that anybody can get a live person at that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our website also is www.vectorsecurity.com.
Excellent. Okay. Before the break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a very nice 3-bedroom, 1-bath home with a 2-car garage and 150 feet of road frontage in Scranton. That's 248 Wilbur Street for only $127,500. It has low taxes of only $1,400. It's a very quiet location with a big private yard with a beautiful heated in-ground pool. This home has a newer roof, updated electrical, and a nice little pond in the back with a fire pit, and the backyard is wooded. On the first floor, it has hardwood flooring, and in the kitchen and in the bath, it's tiled. That's 248 Wilbur Street in Scranton, a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home with a 2-car garage and a heated in-ground pool for only $127,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
And as I always like to do, I like to review the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for the last full month on record, which was August. And how are we rating and what are we doing compared to last year? Sales for the month of August were down 10%. But for the year, this is where we want to look and focus, we're up 3%. Pending sales, those are under contract, not closed yet, they're up for the month of August, 37%. We're up on pending contracts, 10% year to date. Absorption rate is going down. Last year at this time, we had 14 months of inventory out there that would need to be sold. Now it's less than 12, it's 11.68. What's going on with the median sales price? The median sales price for August 2012 is not much different than August 2011. It's slightly under. It's at 130,000, almost a 2% decrease. And year to date, median sales price is down almost 3% to 115,000. Average list price is up. The average list price is 210,000 as opposed to last year, it was 197.
No, we're headed in the right direction. That's good.
I believe so. Slowly.
Really, pending
but
is
surely.
A good sign. What's coming around?
Yes, yes. If they all go to close, we'll be in good shape for end of the year. Now we're in good shape for a break. We'll be back after a very brief break on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We're back with more of the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again.
Good morning again. And Lou Tempesta from Vector Security. Lou is the residential sales manager with Vector. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat. Morning.
Thanks again for being here with us. Before the break, we were talking about security systems, and I just really think, to sum it up quickly, is that you never get that second chance to secure your house after the fact. So you never get a second chance to save a life or your property. So a lot of people are choosing to install security systems in their properties now. A lot had to do with 9/11, and a lot has to do with the recession, the economic downturn of recent years. So, and you're even seeing it with people in vacation homes. They're securing those too because they can't always be there, and people know that, and they're a target.
People want to make sure that they're the person that's less likely to be affected by it. So there's a lot of stats out there you can see on the internet. One of the things that I always tell people is, just by having that sign in your front yard, you're three times less likely to have a problem with a break-in. It's a little simple. People look at a street, and they look at people, and they say, they have a system, they have a system, they have a system, and this house doesn't. Well, which one am I going to try to go to?
Now, that's an interesting point, because some of the material I read said that even though an alarm sounds off, that often sometimes does not deter an intruder, a burglar, so on and so forth. Is that true?
In some cases, depending on where that alarm is activated or where the house is located. In a lot of rural areas, that is true.
Okay, there are some times that people have faulty alarms and they constantly go off. So the neighborhood knows, or somebody maybe that's watching the house, sometimes say, oh, that's just the temperamental alarm going off.
We used to, in New York, there would be alarms going off all over the place. You would just kind of take it and it's just background noise. You know, nobody pays attention to it. Everybody's not out there running around looking around.
So, yeah, how about telling me then how basic can get one go with a security system, and how sophisticated can one, should one go?
That's a great question. Glad you asked. I mean, something very basic can be something as simple as putting a few contacts on your doors or windows, and maybe a motion sensor in your house. Something very, very basic, that if somebody opens a door or somebody passes by, a device that senses movement, the alarm's going to go off. It's going to make a big noise. And the noise, as you said before, really might not do a lot. The important thing that when you're talking about security is, who's monitoring the account for you on the other end?
Uh-huh.
That's the key to good, sound, safe security.
So this is better. So what you provide is better than something that I can go and buy off a shelf.
Absolutely, because as you had alluded to before, just hearing a noise doesn't do anything for some people. Knowing that someone is going to be contacted, police are on their way, neighbors have been called, family members have been called, the homeowner has been called, that takes away that element of surprise from the burglar or from the person coming into your house. So that's your security system is only as good as the company on the other end of the line who's watching that house for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it does nothing but make a big noise, people catch on to that quick. Like you had said, people don't listen to alarms anymore. It's a thing they can put out of their mind quickly. But when the police show up or when somebody is notified or action happens when the alarm goes off, that's an eye-opener for somebody. That's something that somebody is able to comprehend and realize, I better get out of here before something happens. There are a lot of organizations or companies that do things that some others don't. You want to make sure that the company that you're using is reputable. The company is local. They have a local service. They have local people. Their people are trained, are professionals, and work and live in the community.
Well, a lot of people, of course, you know, a lot of time with, you mentioned the recession and the fact that that has increased in home intrusions and burglaries. Yes, but a lot of people also are tightening their belts because of the recession, and that's an extra cost that they don't want a month. And to have a security system, there's a monthly cost to have that, and then the initial cost for installation. So, you know, these are the things people weigh. And oftentimes I hear, well, I have a dog. You know, I don't need a security system. I have a dog, and if anybody comes, they'll get their leg bitten off. But yeah, so I, but you know, I feel that it, for me, and this is just me, it's peace of mind. That alarm when we go away is peace of mind. And I go to the store, I put the alarm on. I'm in the habit of always turning that alarm in, no matter if I'm going for 10 minutes or 10 days.
That's a good habit to be in. I have a lot of clients that I've worked with in the past who have had break-ins with an alarm system in their house. And the first question I ask them is, did you turn it on? No. Oh, okay.
Well, then it's no good.
And then we appreciate your business, but that's not really going to help you at all. So I encourage people to turn it on all the time. Going to the store, going to bed at night, just dropping the kids off at soccer practice, turn it on. Your home is protected then. And getting back to what you had said before about there is a cost factor to it. There absolutely is. It's a monthly payment, as anything else. When people ask me that about, oh, it's another monthly bill, I said, well, that is true. Do you have cable TV? Yes, I do. When was the last time the TV called the police for you?
Never.
Never. So when the guy's running out the door with your big screen TV, is that going to call the police to let them know? Absolutely not. So you sometimes have to help people prioritize in what it is that they're doing with their monthly expenses, because you mentioned a dog, and that's certainly something that we hear a lot about in our industry as well, is I have a dog. That's great. If you have a fire in your house, can the dog open the door and get out? The answer usually is no. So if the pet is that valuable to somebody, then they realize that, you know, I really do need to have this. I need to have something in my house that if I have a break-in, or if I have a fire, or if I have a carbon monoxide incident, or if I have the temperature in my house that reaches a critical point where I'm going to have pipes freezing and damage done, somebody needs to notify me, and somebody needs to notify somebody else so that I can have a plan of attack here, so I'm losing my house here.
Good point. Excellent point. So if I have an alarm system with Company A, and it was installed by Company A, and I have a monthly bill from Company A, can I switch to Company B because I like their costs, their structure, their the way that they do things?
And you mean Vector Security?
It's funny you said A, Jackie. You know, that's a leading name in the industry. Yeah. You're right. But yes, that's something that happens all the time. We do it all the time, every day. We're using accounts or equipment that was previously installed by somebody else. It's a lot less than you would think for somebody to be able to do that. We can use the existing equipment in the house 9 out of 10 times, as long as it's working properly. We will completely inspect the house for somebody to make sure it's working properly. There are a lot of nightmare stories that we've come across the years. People think that they're protected adequately. They think they have this Fort Knox type of security system, and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell them that. We tell them that up front, that you may think this is great. This really isn't.
That's what I think. I think our security system is great. So I guess you're going to have to swing by our house when the alarm is turned on and see if you can get in.
That's right. But to answer your question, yes, it is easy for us to come in and use a lot of existing equipment, if not all of the equipment that is in the house already.
Yeah, that's great to know, because I would think that you would have to rip it all out and then put yours in.
You don't. You really don't. Technology, it is new equipment. It's the technology is good, but it's not as advanced as some people may think it is, in the sense that you can't use anybody else's stuff. Let's face it, a device is a device. Whether I use it or somebody else uses it, it really doesn't make a difference. We can certainly use most of the equipment in the house.
Great. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today from Vector Security is Lou Tempesta, Residential Sales Manager. Lou, how do we get in touch with you, please?
Best way to get in touch with us is our 1-800 number. It's 1-800-222-6565. That goes to our office 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We also have a website. It's www.vectorsecurity.com.
You mentioned products like burglar, fire. We didn't talk about carbon monoxide alarms. Is that all tied in and video surveillance and video cameras, energy management?
Yes. The answer to all of that is yes. That's what I talked to previously about, how things have changed over the time and the technology has changed a lot in the last several years. Is security used to be widgets, door contacts, and motion sensors, and it's gotten a lot away from that now. Now it's energy management, it's home management. It's being able to turn your lights on and your temperature up and down from your iPad or your iPhone.
What if you lose your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android?
Well, you have insurance for that, don't you?
You do, and it's just something that you can simply delete, it never existed. Just a little checkbox takes that right out of the system anyway. It's all computer-based, so you can do it from your phone, you can do it from the internet, you can do it from your tablet computer or your desktop computer or laptop. It gives you the advanced sense of peace of mind of knowing that I'm with my house all the time.
Okay.
Whether I'm home or away, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if something goes on, not only will the police be notified or the fire department is notified, but this is going to send me a text message or an email or email me a video clip of the person who happens to be at my front door right now.
Nice.
So it's advanced peace of mind for people of knowing that not only is their house safe.
Sign me up.
But you know who's at your front door right now.
I was waiting for him to finish that thought. I was like, this is up your alley.
Yeah, this is up my alley.
Oh, you're smiling from ear to ear. You love this
stuff.
They
can tell on the radio when you're smiling, right? Yeah.
That's why I do this, because by the joke around my office is I'm the gadget guy. I'm the guy who has an iPhone and an iPad and an Android phone. And there you go.
I'm holding my iPhone.
Well, I can't help but think, and I don't mean to be the pessimist here, but technology is a wonderful thing until it doesn't work. So if I lost a phone or fell in water or something happened to my computer, I don't know. Like, what do you do?
You're right. Technology is great until it doesn't work. That's why some still don't like their computers. But the fact of the matter is that the fact that we're local and we have local service and we have local people who are here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to help you with that matter gives you the peace of mind among the day. If I do drop my iPhone in the ocean and it doesn't work anymore, that's not a problem. We're not going to fix your phone for you.
No, we don't do that.
But we're going to make sure that when you get your new phone, it'll still control the house the way the old one did.
That's all I needed to hear. Yeah, that was a good answer. Thank you so much. We enjoyed our conversation with you today, Lou. Thanks for being here with us. Would you come back next week so we can discuss more of this?
I'd love to. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about something that I'm so passionate about. Thank you very much.
This is a fascinating topic. We love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Sure. This is a great opportunity to own a 2-unit dwelling, to live in one apartment and rent out the other. One unit is a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath, and the other apartment is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. The taxes are very good at $1,900. It is in good condition, has modern kitchens, wood-burning fireplace, and a stone front porch. Both apartments have first-floor laundry area, replacement windows, and vinyl siding. The floors are tile, hardwood, and carpeting. So if you're looking for 2 units, each with 3 bedrooms, that's in great shape, give us a call about 308 Church Street in Dunmore for only $144,000.
Thank you, Pat. I want to thank Dan from Honesdale, who wrote to us, emailed us a little while ago in early August, said he was listening to our real estate roundtable, and he owns a home that he wants to rent out. He'd like to know what our advice is on insurance needed. And I would just have to say that I would advise you or any property owner that was looking to rent out a house to contact your insurance agent, insurance broker, and ask them what you should do. There's different types of coverage on rental properties, anything from basic to broad. And when there's a loss on a property such as this, the tenant's personal property wouldn't be covered. So maybe writing something into the lease to have the tenants get their own insurance, or that you've advised them. There's ways to deal with this. And if you check with those that know best, an attorney, an insurance agent, you'll be guided in the right direction. Thank you so much for emailing us. My tip of the day is from howstuffworks.com. It is easy for a burglar to pry through rot. Replace rotted door frames with new solid wood. And it's also simple for them to break glass panels, then reach in and open a doorknob from inside, unless you fortify your door or replace it or secure it with a deadbolt that can only be opened with a key. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker, during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jready.com. That's questions@jrudy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.